ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ما هو واضح الصوت الظاهر يا شيخ حسن؟ واضح؟
واضح نعم يا شيخ بارك الله فيكم.
طيب. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. حديثي إليكم في هذا الصباح بتوقيتكم معشر أبنائنا في أمريكا هو تأملات في حديث المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا، وهذا الحديث في الصحيحين من حديث أبي موسى رضي الله عنه. فتأملوا أولا قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن كالمؤمن المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا، والمعنى أن المؤمن ملتصق بأخيه، جنبه إلى جنبه، فلبنات البناء. وهذا من حيث المعنى، فأهل الإيمان الكامل الذين هم أهل السنة هم أسعد الناس بهذا الوصف من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبهذا يعلم أن أهل السنة الذين هم خاصة الله ورسوله من هذه الأمة هم خير الناس. فمهما بعد المؤمن عن المؤمن مسافة فإنه معه بقلبه، والمسافة الشاسعة الطويلة لا تفصل بينهم إلا في الأجسام فقط، أما في القلوب فأهل السنة مجتمعون يناصر بعضهم بعضا ويعين بعضهم بعضا ويؤازر بعضهم بعضا. فالمؤمن للمؤمن كالمرآة وكالبنيان. فانظروا الآن ما بيننا وبينكم الآلاف الأميال، تبلغكم أخبارنا وتبلغنا أخباركم، فكأنكم معنا وكأننا معكم في البيوت. وترجم إلى هنا بارك الله فيك.
نعم جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخ بارك الله فيكم. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. صدى الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى، الشيخ الوالد عبيد بن عبد الله الجابري حفظه الله تعالى. He started by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he deserves to be praised, and sending the peace and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "My talk to you on this morning of yours, O my children, this morning in the United States of America, is ta'amulat, reflections over the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the hadith is when the Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam, he said, the believer to the believer is like a building. Part of it supports the other." This hadith is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim in their authentic collections from the hadith of Abu Musa. It was narrated by that noble companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Shaykh, he said, so reflect firstly over the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believer to the believer is like a building, part of it supports the other. Meaning what? The believer sticks to his brother. Na'am, side by side, like a building. This is the meaning of the hadith. He said, so those with complete faith, Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they are the best as it pertains to this matter, because they follow and implement the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah are those who are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahl al-Sunnah are the best people. No matter what distance is between the believers, the believers, they are together by their hearts. Long distances doesn't affect them, as this is only a matter of their bodies. Their bodies are separate. But their hearts are united. The believers, they support one another. They assist one another. They strengthen one another. They are with one another. The believer to the believer is like a mirror. The believer to the believer is like a building. He said, let's take an example. He said, between us and you are thousands of miles. He said, however, our news, it reaches you, and your news, it reaches us. So it is as if we are in one house. نعم تفضل يا شيخنا بارك الله فيكم.
وها هنا سؤال، كيف يشد المؤمن بعضه بعضا، أو كيف يشد صاحب السنة أخاه صاحب السنة؟ والجواب، هذا له عدة أوصاف. الوصف الأول الرفق، فصاحب السنة رفيق بصاحب السنة، فهو يحب، نعم، رفيق بصاحب السنة وليس عنيفا عليه كما يشتد على صاحب البدعة. الأمر الثاني تذكير الناس، فإذا نسي صاحب سنة ذكره أخوه ما نسي. الوصف الثالث إعانة العاجز، فإذا عجز أحد أهل السنة بادر إخوانه إلى عونه وتيسير أموره وتفريج كرباته. الأمر الرابع تنبيه الغافل، فالمرء يغفل، صاحب السنة بشر، فإذا وجدت غفلة من صاحب سنة بادر أخوه صاحب السنة إلى إرشاده وتنبيهه ولفت نظره حتى يتفطن إلى الأمر الذي غفل عنه. ومن أوصافهم في هذا أنه إذا اعتدى شخص ما على عرض صاحب سنة فإن أخاه يدافع عن عرض هذا ويذكره بخير ويرد عنه كيد الكائدين، فيصبح أهل السنة صفا واحدا وإن كانوا شعوبا وقبائل وإن كانت أقطارهم شتى ومتباعدة. هذا أمر أو ميزة من ميزات أهل السنة. الأمر أو الميزة الثانية أن أهل السنة يزنون ما وفد عليهم من الأقوال والأعمال بميزانين، وهما النص والإجماع. فما وافق نصا أو إجماعا من الأقوال والأعمال قبلوه، وما خالف نصا أو إجماعا ردوه، وإن كان المخطئ صاحب سنة فيردون الخطأ ولا يقبلون المخالفة من أي إنسان، ما يخالف دين الله، ما يخالف الكتاب والسنة وسيرة السلف الصالح فإنهم لا يقبلونه. لكن إذا كانت المخالفة من صاحب سنة فإنهم يردونها بالدليل ويحفظون كرامة هذا المخالف من أهل السنة ويذبون عنه ويحفظون له مكانته ويقولون أخطأ. أما إذا كان المخالف صاحب بدعة فإنهم لا يحفظون له كرامة ولا يصونون له عرضا، يردون مخالفته بشدة ويحذرون منه حتى يفصل بينه وبين الناس كي لا يفسد عليهم دينه. ومن ميزات أهل السنة أنهم يسعون في جمع كلمة المسلمين على محاب الله ومرضيه وعلى الكتاب والسنة وسيرة السلف الصالح، فيدفعون كل ما يفرق الصف ويؤثر على وحدة المجتمع المسلم. ومن ميزات أهل السنة أنهم يبنون تدينهم لله وعبادتهم لله على تجريد الإخلاص لله وتجريد المتابعة لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، بخلاف أهل البدع. فأهل البدع يتكلمون كلاما واسعا مفصلا في الإخلاص ويجملون في المتابعة أو يغفلونها. أما أهل السنة فإنهم يفصلون القول في هذا وهذا حتى يكون الدين صافيا خالصا لله عز وجل، حتى تكون السنة ظاهرة في المجتمع المسلم. وترجم بارك الله.
So the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he continued, he said, at this point a question arises, how does the believer support one another? How do the believers support one another? Or how does a person of the Sunnah assist the person of the Sunnah? Then the answer, the Sheikh, he said, this is achieved through different ways. He said, firstly, the first way or description is to be gentle, al-rifq. He said, the person of the sunnah is gentle with the person of the sunnah. He's not harsh with them. He's not stern with them. He does not treat the people of the sunnah like he treats and deals with the people of innovation. So that was the first wasf. The second is, the second way, reminding the people. If the person of the sunnah forgets, then his brother from Ahlul Sunnah reminds him of that which he has forgotten. The third way, and the third description, is aiding the one who is ajiz, the one who is incapable, or the one who is in a difficult predicament. If we find that someone from Ahlul Sunnah, one from Ahlul Sunnah is incapable of something, or they are in a difficult predicament, then Ahlul Sunnah, they rush to assist this individual in that particular affair, and they rush to remove the difficulty from the person of the sunnah. The fourth way, or the fourth description, is tanbih al-ghafil, that pointing out the heedlessness of the one who is heedless. So the Shaykh, he said, it's possible for a person of the sunnah to be heedless about a particular affair. So if we find that this is the case with one of our brothers, then the person of the sunnah, he rushes to point out the heedlessness of the person of the sunnah, so that he can be made aware of what he is actually heedless of. And he can yatafattan, he can be aware of what, of this particular matter. The Shaykh, he said, the fifth way or the fifth description, if the person of the sunnah finds that his brother from the people of the sunnah has been transgressed against, has been wronged, then his brother rushes to defend him and mentions the one who has been wronged with good and exposes the plots of the plotters, so that the Muslims can be like one body and one nation, even if they are from different tribes and different nations, even if they are separated by large distances. This is one of the distinguishing qualities of the people of the sunnah. This is one of the distinguishing qualities of the people of the sunnah. The Shaykh, he said, Hafidhullah, the other distinguishing quality of the people of the sunnah is that Ahl Sunnah, they weigh the speech and actions that are presented to them, that they see with two scales, the text of the Kitab and the Sunnah, and the second matter, the Ijma', the consensus of this Ummah. If they find that the speech or the action agrees with the Kitab and the Sunnah, or agrees with the Ijma', the consensus, then they accept it. If they find that the speech or the action opposes these two things, then they reject it. If the person of the sunnah finds that another person of the sunnah, an individual from Ahlul Sunnah, makes a mistake, then they do not accept this mistake. They do not accept this mistake, because a mistake that opposes the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the way of the Salaf cannot be accepted. The mistake is refuted, however, the honor of the individual from the people of the sunnah is preserved. However, if, and the Shaykh, he continued, he said, the honor is preserved of the person of the sunnah, and he's defended, and his station is maintained. However, if the one who is in opposition to the truth and errs is a person of innovation, then the honor is not preserved. Rather, they are refuted sternly, and they are warned against. The person of innovation is warned against, to prevent the people from being affected by him, because the person of innovation corrupts the religions of the people. The third distinguishing trait of the people of the sunnah is that they strive to unite the Muslims upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the way of the Salaf. They strive to unite the Muslims upon what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they warn against those things that cause disunity. The fourth distinguishing trait of the people of the Sunnah is that they base their actions upon sincerity. Sincerity to Allah Azza wa Jal. And following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In opposition to Ahlul Bidah, the people of innovation. You find Ahlul Bidah, the people of innovation, Yufasilun, they give a lot of details. They talk in detail about al-ikhlas, sincerity. However, the Shaykh, he said, yujmilun, they speak very vague, or they totally neglect talking about following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they speak in detail about sincerity, but they speak vaguely and obscurely about following the Sunnah, or they neglect it all together. He said, however, Ahlul Sunnah, yufasilun, they speak in detail about al-ikhlas, sincerity, and likewise they speak in detail about following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the religion can be solely and sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners, and so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be followed in their actions. Naam, tafadhal ya Shaykh, mashkurun, jazakumullah khairan.
أقول ومن ميزات أهل السنة أنهم مع رد المخالفة لا يمتنعون من نصيحة المخالف إذا كان منهم، فإنهم يردون مخالفته من سواء كانت قولية أو فعلية مع نصيحته ومحبته، فإذا انتصح كان هو المطلوب وهو المحبوب، وإذا لم ينتصح حدوا عليه فيما بينهم وبينه، وشددوا عليه النكير حتى يعود عن المخالفة ويصبح على الصراط المستقيم. ومن ميزاتهم أنه إذا اندس بينهم فتان يتسلط على إخوانه بالقول والفعل ويكيد لهم بالتهم الباطلة، فإنهم يخوفونه بالله أولا ويذكرونه باليوم الآخر ويحذرونه من هذا الظلم، فإن تاب ورجع عن هذا التسلط على إخوانه شكروه وأثنوا عليه خيرا وجعلوه بينهم واحدا منهم. أما إذا أصر على الأذى بقول أو فعل وعاند وكابر فإنهم يحذرون منه على الملأ لعله يرجع عن الأذى، عن أذية إخوانه، فإن رجع أثنوا عليه خيرا، وإن لم يرجع عن هذه الفتن وأنواع الأذى فإنهم يجعلونه منبوذا بينهم ولا يمكنونه من الاجتماع إليهم. والحمد لله أن كلمة أهل السنة واحدة، وما يصدر منهم من تحذير لبعض المخالفين من إخوانهم لا يفرق بينهم. لماذا؟ لأنهم لا يوالون ولا يعادون في الأشخاص، وإنما يوالون ويعادون في الله سبحانه وتعالى. فالدين والمحبة في ذات الله تجمع صفوفهم وتجمع كلمتهم وتقوي شوكتهم على الأعداء. وقد سرني ولله الحمد أنكم معشر أبنائنا اجتمعتم هذه الساعة وقبلها في مسجد الرحمة من نيوجيرسي من أمريكا الشمالية، وهذا يبشر بالخير ويدل دلالة واضحة على أن أهل السنة مجتمعون ولا يرضون بالفرقة ولا يرضون بالتشتيت، بل هم يد واحدة وكلمة واحدة وصف واحد. هكذا المؤمن للمؤمن البنيان، يشد بعضه بعضا، وشبك صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث بين أصابعه ليدل على أن المؤمن إلى جنب أخيه المؤمن مثل لبنات البناء التي يلزق بعضها ببعض حتى يكتمل البناء. وترجم إلى هنا، بارك الله فيك.
Now, so the Sheikh, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he continued. He said that from the distinguishing qualities of Ahl Sunnah is that when they refute the mistakes of an individual who is from them, meaning he's a person of the Sunnah, this does not prevent them from advising this individual concerning their error. So if one of them, a person of the Sunnah, makes a mistake, either through their speech or their actions, then he is to be advised by his brothers from the people of the Sunnah, and he is to be loved. If he accepts this advice, and this is something that it is desired and it is hoped for, then alhamdulillah. If he doesn't accept the advice, the nasiha, then they are stern with him privately and they censor him so that he retracts his error, his mistake. Na'am. So the Shaykh, he said, if we find that an individual is a troublemaker, he's an individual who is a troublemaker, a person of fitna, he's somebody that he harms his brothers from the people of the Sunnah through his speech or his actions, speaking about them unjustly, making false accusations about them, he is advised firstly to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is reminded about the last day, he's reminded about the hereafter. He is warned against oppression. If he repents from this, then he is to be thanked and he is to be welcomed. If he continues upon his path, he continues to harm his brothers with his speech or his actions, and he is arrogant and he is haughty, When Ahl al-Sunnah, they warn against this individual publicly. Ahl al-Sunnah warn against this individual publicly so that he might return from the harm that he is inflicting upon others. If he returns from this harm and from his ways, then thank him and commend him for that. If he doesn't return from his fitan, troublemaking and chaos and the harm, then he is mambooth amongst the people of the Sunnah. He's discarded, he's left alone. And they do not allow him to penetrate their gatherings. Meaning he is not welcome. The word of Ahlul Sunnah is one. The kalima of Ahlul Sunnah is one. When they warn against someone, when Ahlul Sunnah warn against an individual like this, it doesn't cause differing amongst Ahlul Sunnah. Because Ahlul Sunnah, their wala, their allegiance and dissociation, their bara, is not around personalities. Their allegiance is for Allah. Their allegiance is for Allah. Their dissociation is for Allah. The Shaykh, he said, the relationships of the people of the Sunnah is for the religion. It is for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this unifies the ranks. This strengthens the ranks of the people of the Sunnah against their enemies. And the Shaykh said, I'm delighted, Ikhwan. I'm delighted, I'm happy that you gather here today. Naam, the brothers from Masjid Rahmah in New Jersey. Shaykh is happy that we are gathered, and alhamdulillah, we're from all over the places we know, Ikhwan, all over America, wallah alhamd, and even Canada, alhamdulillah, Akhwan Abu Khadija, mashallah, from the UK. We have brothers from all over the place, wallah alhamd, other brothers from the UK, from London here, mashallah, Akhwan Sa'id, Zallah Khairan, the Imam in Orlando. We could go on and on, Akhwan Talha from Atlanta, Abu Muhammad from Atlanta. We could go on, brothers from Philadelphia, Anwar, Abu Hassan from Camden. We could go on and, you know, Kashif from DC or from Maryland. Alhamdulillah, brothers from all over the place. The Sheikh, he said, Ikhwan, and that's from me, Minni. The Sheikh said he's delighted, he's happy that we've gathered here today in this hour, and likewise before this hour with the brothers from Masjid Rahmah. And this clearly shows that Ahlul Sunnah united. And that Ahlul Sunnah, they don't accept differing. They don't accept separation. They have one word, they have one body, and they have one rank. The believer to the believer is like a building. Part of it supports the other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he mentioned this hadith, he actually put his fingers together like this. Showing the relationship of the believer to the believer is like a building. The believer stands by the side of his brother. And this is their relationship. Like for example, a building is built bit by bit, and every brick or every part is placed on the other part until the building yaktamil, meaning it is complete. And this is the relationship of the believer to the believer. Naam, tafaddal ya Shaykh, barakallahu feekum.
Wa akhtimu hadhihi al-kalima bid-du'a lakum an Allah yazidakum quwwatan ila quwwatikum. ويعينكم على نشر السنة في أماكنكم وفي غيرها حتى تظهر السنة قوية ويصبح أهلها أقوياء وأشد ثباتا على ما من الله عليهم به من الهدى والتقوى. فحياكم الله واستعينوا بالله واصبروا وتكاتفوا وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى، وسدوا كل باب تدخل منه الفرقة بينكم. حياكم الله،
بارك الله فيكم،
وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، جزاكم الله خير، نسأل الله أن يجزي الشيخ خير الجزاء. نعم. Let me just turn this off, inshallah. نعم إخوان، the Sheikh, he said, I will close. حفظ الله تعالى الشيخ الوالد العلامة عبيد بن عبد الله الجابري حفظ الله تعالى. And again, إخوان, when we hear the words of the Sheikh, know that alhamdulillah, this is mashallah from the senior scholars of this ummah. وَلَّا الْحَمْدُ الْمِنَّةِ. نعم, somebody who's senior in age and likewise experience, seen many different things over the years through his life. And alhamdulillah, even just by the way that he closed, the Sheikh, he wants good for all of us from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Naam, we are like his children. He said, I close this talk with a dua, with a supplication. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He increases the strength that you have and strengthens you. He said, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He assists you. Naam, to spread the Sunnah in your places, so that the Sunnah can spread in your places and other places. Naam, and it can become stronger. Ahl al-Sunnah can become يعني, stronger. Naam. He said, it's upon you, brothers and sisters, حياكم الله, to seek the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be patient and to cooperate upon righteousness and piety. Naam. To cooperate upon righteousness and piety and to stay away from differing and splitting. وجزاكم الله خيراً. And that was alhamdulillah the beautiful kalima lecture of the Sheikh. Alhamdulillah, ikhwan. Nahnu alhamdulillah nahtaf hawla al-ulama. We gather around the scholars, ikhwan. We gather around the scholars. That's the difference between those individuals. People always talk about being infatuated with personalities. Being infatuated with personalities. And even sometimes, naam, Ahlul Sunnah, we heard it in the talk. We're not infatuated with personalities. Ahlul Sunnah, yu'alun wa yu'adun. They show allegiance. And likewise, they show dissociation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what's one of the signs that an individual, he's not overcome by personalities? When the ulama, the scholars of Islam, they give advice, they go with the ulama. Those people who are infatuated by personalities, when the scholars, they speak, you see them, يَتَخَلَّفْ عَنْ نَصِيحَةِ الشَّيْخِ. And they start saying, you hear them, الشيخ ما يعرف ما يدري. The Sheikh don't know. He doesn't know the reality. ما عنده كذا ما عنده كذا. طيب لماذا ما تتصل بالشيخ؟ Instead of you spreading it, يا أيها المسكين, to عوام, common people that don't know the difference between maybe basic matters, why don't you call the Sheikh and say, Sheikh, you know what? You said such and such, but I disagree with you, Sheikh. Or yes, Sheikh, I believe that I know كذا. And that's the adab of the talib al-ilm anyway. In matters of, yani, these type of affairs, if I believe that, you know, this sheikh, I'm a bit uncomfortable with what was said. From the etiquettes of the student of knowledge, أن لا يتقدم بين أيدي أهل العلم, that he doesn't precede the scholars. So what does he do? He doesn't start telling people, in his even his wife, even his children, even the closest of the people to him, you know what? Really feeling with the Sheikh right now. He doesn't say that to anyone. What he does, if he feels it, and he's somebody who's sincere, he contacts that Sheikh, and he sits with him. يستفسر. Why? Because many times, and the majority of the times, when you deal with Ahl al-Ilm, you will see that the misunderstanding is from you. What you thought, you were mistaken. You were the one who didn't have a clear picture. You were the one that was infatuated by personalities. But the alim has basira. The scholar has insight. The alim, he sees the fitna before it's coming. The jahil, the ignorant one, he only sees the fitna when it's leaving. Meaning after he smacked him on the head. And you hear this many times. Akhi, I was wrong, akhi. Yeah, well, that's why we told you, listen to the scholars. You know, I want to apologize, akhi. That's why we were advising you from the beginning. It's simple, ikhwan. We gather around the scholars. How many fitan have we learned from Alhamdulillah? You know, if you go back to many of the fitan, if you go back to Abu Muslima, you look at the fitan with Shadid, you look at the various fitan. Alhamdulillah, when you gather around the scholars, Alhamdulillah, things go smoothly. When you are infatuated with the personality, that's when we start having problems. May Allah grant us success, ikhwan. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah make us sincere and allow us to follow the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla preserve our youth.